Hey, welcome back to the How to Podcast series. It's Dave. It's a Daily Dave. And it's the non-daily version of Daily Dave, meaning that we don't actually do this every day, but when things pop up, instead of waiting for our numbered episodes to catch up, because we're already pre-planned into May, I can still jump in here and do a quick little episode with you. And one thing I wanted to kind of show you and talk to you about around the How to Podcast series is I'm trying to demonstrate for you as a podcaster all the different ways that you can podcast. You don't just have to do an interview show. You don't just have to do a solo episode show. You don't have to do a season. You don't have to do all these other things. You can play with your podcast and do different things at different times so that you have creativity and the ability to produce what you want, when you want, however you want. There's no rules in podcasting, people. There's just great suggestions. And what I'm hoping is you're learning a little bit about when you scroll through my back episodes about how things are happening around here and maybe pick up on, hey, I want to do a little mini series of 5 episodes within my regular podcast. Go ahead, do it. Yeah. You want to jump in and do a short little episode, 5-10 minutes, to bring your audience up to date on something about your podcast or your life? Do it. If you want to do an interview show, do that. If you want to do a solo episode, great. Do you want to do a co-hosted episode? Bring on another podcaster to talk about your journey or an episode or a topic? Great, do that as well. Co-hosting is awesome. There are many, many different ways to podcast. So I know early days you're going to plan your show and you're thinking, I'm going to do it this way. I'm going to be an interview podcast. But over time, solo episodes crop up, right? There's many ways to do this. So I wanted to share with you a different way to podcast that I, to this date, with over 1,000 episodes created, I've never done this before. But I had a great interview with an amazing guest, and the nature of our conversation in the recording didn't fit with how I would normally do an episode. So I redid the entire episode interview into a new format that I've heard other people do, and I enjoy it because it's different. And again, I wanted to share with you, it's episode 360 of Living the Next Chapter, my author podcast. Episode 360, I had on Bob Young. Now, who's Bob Young, Dave? If you've ever listened to music, if you've ever heard of Canada, and you put those two together, there's a name, there's several great Canadian musicians that come to mind, but there's one that has been celebrated around the world, and his name is Neil Young. Neil Young, Rockin' in the Free World, on and on and on. Great musician, great Canadian musician, a talent from Ontario, Canada, where I live, and in a town where I've been to many, many times. Neil's an amazing artist, creative, and his older brother, Bob, came on my podcast to talk about his new book that he had written around a golfer named Mo Norman. Mo was a character in the golf world. He had the ability to shoot and hit a ball to a certain location over and over and over and over. Like, he was a character. He could do things that made other people scratch their head in complete amazement and wonderment because they couldn't do what he could do. And he was the most unlikely golf hero ever. So Bob and Mo had a great friendship for many years, golfed together, and Bob came on my Living the Next Chapter podcast to talk about his new book. Now, when I recorded with Bob, we kind of like jumped right into the recording. I didn't even do an intro. I did none of that. We were just like, I had hit record and we just kind of just picked up the conversation where we were. Bob is a great storyteller. I was more of an audience member than a host, but I wanted to give framework to our conversation so that as a listener, not there in the moment, you still had context to our conversation. So what I did was I actually removed my track completely. So all I had was Bob. in all of his answers to my questions, where I would ask a question when Bob would go on and talk about his answers and give some amazing context to his book. And then what I did is I kind of broke it up, where I would cut and insert myself and ask a question about what was coming next from Bob that gave some context to the conversation. And it was kind of like, I've heard people describe this more like a magazine style episode. It basically, what I'm doing is cutting it into segments and then re-recording my question after the fact so that it leads into the next part of the conversation. And it's interesting because my wife Jen listens to all of my episodes for Living the Next Chapter before they go live so that she can catch my little mistakes, my gaps, my things. She's great. She really helps a lot. The interesting thing she said at the end was it didn't even feel like a regular interview because it was so different. So I wanted to share with you and give you an alternative to a typical, air quote, interview podcast where you record the entire interview and then you go back later and then re-record your questions and insert your comments into the recording by cutting and editing. And here's a little sample of what it sounds like, and a link will be in the show notes so that you can go and check out the episode. If you love golf, if you love music, if you love Canada, and if you want to support a podcaster, then Living the Next Chapter, episode 360, will have the entire conversation with Bob. But here's a little snippet from here, and I'll give you, this will be examples of me recording my content after the fact and ditching my entire recording in the moment. And this is how I edited this episode, and I want to give you as an example that maybe this might be an alternative for you and your podcast to try. So, hey, we're all experimenting, we're running with scissors, and here's my attempt at a more magazine style episode of Living the Next Chapter. Here's a little segment.
A line in it to something like, "Hey, America, give love a chance. You're the beacon of freedom. Liberty free." The line, "Set liberty free," strikes a harmonic in the mind of a U.S. citizen, especially somebody who's paying attention. And I don't know. We'll see what happens with it. Maybe nothing will happen. But if people started playing, it'd be interesting to see what. I mean, from my perspective, I'd never done a song before. That's it. One song.
So I asked Bob a little bit more about the song and how it came to be, and he gave us a little bit more information about the writing process of the song, and here's what his thoughts were.
In some respects, initially I thought it was sort of like a fluke that I did it, because I saw something on television one day and wrote down I had a couple of lines in mind, and when I picked up my guitar, I discovered I could actually play it.
So that does feel different, right? That does feel different than a typical interview. And I'm curious, had I not told you that that was me recording the questions after the interview's over, weeks later, listening back and then creating new questions, reframed, shortened questions, would you have even known? My wife picked up on it right away because she knows how I do stuff. My question to you, did that feel like a remixed, redone episode? What do you think? I'd love to get your feedback and your thoughts. Would that be something you'd be interested in doing in your show? Is that too much work for editing? Your thoughts would be great. I'd love to hear your thoughts over at howtopodcast.ca. And again, I'm telling you, and I've been trying to help everybody understand, this is your show. You can practice and play and do whatever you want with your podcast. And feel creative. Feel like and understand there's no restrictions on how you do what you do. If you need help with your podcast, you need some inspiration, you need someone to listen to your show or give you feedback or help you learn how to interview, help you to learn Audacity, help you to learn how to use Canva. You're looking for someone to help you. I would love to be that person for you at howtopodcast.ca. Let's get together. Calendar invites right there on the website. Jump in my calendar, pick a time slot. Let's get together and talk about your podcast and answer questions. And as well, through howtopodcast.ca is our link to our meetup group where you can meet outstanding podcasters who love to support you and be there in your corner. Come and join our regular meetups, and the link for that as well on howtopodcast.ca. Thanks for checking this out. Again, head over to Living the Next Chapter, episode 360. If you love golf and music and all that, check out my great interview with Bob Young, Neil Young's older brother, on Living the Next Chapter. Thanks for being here. Take care. Get out there, podcast, and send me a link so I can listen to your show. I love your shows. Take care.